gathered here to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord.
We come to remember when God visited the earth in the form of a child.
And we meet to worship the Lord and to celebrate the new life he offers us.
We pray that we will experience God's presence in a fresh way. This is the true meaning of Christ's birth. The angel said he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
God is always with us, but when we welcome his spirit into our hearts and minds, we experience the comfort and the power of God's presence.
Before Christ came into the world, God's people await his arrival for centuries. So now we wait that God will move among us as we listen to the story of that Christmas miracle.
The psalmist said, "The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord."
Come, let us be still before the Lord and wait patiently on him.
Waiting.
While the world waited, the Spirit of God was stirring. Angels began to appear and brought messages to earth as they prepared for Christ's birth.
And the angel said to Mary,
"Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah.
Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Fear not.
Fear not, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard.
Fear not, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife.
Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
Zechariah, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.
And behold, Mary, you will conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And you shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
And you shall call his name Jesus. Angels. The angel said, "Fear not, the Lord is with you." This is the essence of the Christmas story, that God became flesh and lived among us.
It is a great story of love, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish.
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Fear not, for the Lord is with you. Listen as Luke records Christ's birth, when the Lord of heaven and earth became flesh and lived among us.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Seated.
Lord is with you.
As a child is born, the angels continue to bring their message of comfort to the earth.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. They had seen a star in the east and had come to worship him.
Like the Magi, we seek the Lord and remember the words of the psalmist.
O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land.
We find our path by starlight. We are seeking.
We are seeking.
They saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
We can join the Magi in their giving as we draw near to the Lord. and open the treasures of our hearts.
Instead of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we bring our gifts of love, adoration, and praise as we bow to worship the King of Kings, Prince of Peace. When we are in the presence of the Lord, we feel his holy peace and all is well.
Because of Christ's birth, all is well between God and us. For through this great gift from heaven, we are reconciled with God and can experience holy peace in our souls and new life in Christ.
To celebrate this new life, we come to sing Noel. Some scholars believe that the word Noel began as a shortened term for the phrase, now all is well.
In Old England, perhaps, people used this as the Christmas greeting, Christ is born, to which would come the response, Noel. Let's do this together. Christ is born.
Noel.
Christ is born.
Noel.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Angels sing, high praise.
I'm out of breath and I didn't even sing. I so appreciate the choir. They do that for God's honor and glory, and they don't want any, but I think we need to recognize their hard work. And if you're waiting for that second song to help us sing, I missed it. Sorry. It was that last one, actually. But thank you so much for being here this morning. The message that the choir presented, my, that was the Christmas story from beginning to end. And beautiful presentation, beautiful truths there that each one of us, because you're here this morning, you're going to have to reckon with. You will have to make a decision. Anyone here doesn't like to make decisions? There's some. You'll make a decision today before you leave on what to do with Jesus. Christmas. Wow. Most of us in America here, we've grown up with Christmas and the little baby in the manger. But it's more than that. It's about Jesus, the Son of God, who came to this earth to give us a gift, the gift of forgiveness that we can't get by buying it. If you've ever offended someone before, disobeyed a parent, offended your spouse, okay, you need to ask forgiveness. Buying them a gift might help, of course, but you need to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I need your forgiveness. Folks, that's where we're all at when it comes to us and God, because of our sin. We cannot go to heaven. That's just a truth because of our sin. It's not that God is a mean God or an unloving God. It's because sin cannot be in heaven. But because God is a loving God, he gave us Jesus. And we celebrate his birthday on the 25th. And we give presents to each other to symbolize originally the gift that God gave to us in his son Jesus. Jesus came. He spent time on that cross taking our punishment. Jesus, the one who was perfect, who knew no sin, actually felt guilt for the first time for my sin. And it wasn't just one of my sin, it was all of my sins. And all of your sins, all at the same time, put on Jesus. And then, perhaps even worse than that, was that moment when God, his Father, turned his back on him. Couldn't even look at Jesus because of sin. And Jesus did that for us because of love. A verse that was quoted by one of the narrators, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, so that whoever believes would not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, it just simply comes down to that. It doesn't matter what church you go to, whether you put money in the offering plate, whether you are nice to your pastor, which he likes. It doesn't matter any of that. All that matters is what we do with Jesus. And that's your decision today. That's before you. What will you do with this gift? God said, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. My friend, if you've never placed your faith and trust on Jesus, then you don't have that relationship with God yet. If your faith and trust to get to heaven is based on the good things you do, I'm glad that you try to be a good person. But good people don't go to heaven. Saved people go to heaven. good people trying to go to heaven by being a good person is taking the gift that God offers them and saying, nah, I don't want it. I think I can do better on my own. There's no better that we can do, folks. You have a choice this morning. What will you do with Jesus? Would you bow your heads with me, please? I just want to ask you that question again with heads bowed and eyes closed. What will you do with Jesus? Do you know for sure, my friend, that your sins are forgiven? Because you've placed your trust in what Christ did on the cross. Not being a good person, because we can't be good. Not all the time. Do you know for sure that you would be in heaven today? I wonder if you know that for sure. You know that without a doubt. Would you raise your hand for me, please? Yeah, hands all across the room. But not everyone, and that's okay. There was a time when I was 19 that I wouldn't have raised my hand either. But how about you, my friend? You couldn't raise your hand. Would you like to know for sure that you're going to go to heaven? I wonder, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, if you would be brave enough to just raise your hand, showing me that you'd like to know more, you'd like to be sure. Anyone at all like that this morning, just by raising their hand, saying, Pastor, I'd like to know more, I'd like to be sure. Anyone at all? Father, as we close this time this morning, God, we thank you and we praise you for the gift of Jesus. We praise you for the gift of this season, and I'm so glad that we don't just celebrate his birthday on one day. We make a whole month out of it. God, as believers, Lord, help us to, not just today, but during the week, every day, every week, all year long, show the love and joy that you brought to this earth through us, showing that to others, leading people to you. In Jesus' name, amen.